Debbie Marcoux is licensed by the Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act, NMLS ID 237926. Also licensed in Arizona 0941504, Florida LO76508, Georgia 69178, Idaho MLO 208023796, Illinois 031.0058339, Missouri, North Carolina I210940, Nevada 57237, Oregon, Tennessee 184373, Texas, Washington MLO 237926.
She's a mortgage mom. She can get things done. When you're in need and don't know where to go, pick up the phone and call mom.
All right, so welcome to Mortgage Mom Radio. I'm Debbie Marcoux. I am the Mortgage Mom, and oh my goodness, we are online. We had so many problems. We could not get on. We thought maybe it was our internet. We were running around trying to fix it, and it turns out that it was actually we were having an issue connecting with YouTube. So I do apologize. You guys got two messages today, one to let you know to join, and then obviously we had technical difficulties, and a second one now to let you know that we are finally on and we are up and running. Today's show is going to be all about down payment assistance. Down payment assistance is awesome. It's going to help get people into homes at better interest rates, less money out of pocket. So I felt like right now where we're really trying to get some affordable options, that down payment assistance is an awesome program for us to talk about. I can see my dad jumps on and says hi, and I can see Heidi says, glad you got it fixed. Trust me, it was so frustrating, but we did it. We're here, we are on, and we are going to talk about this down payment assistance because I think that it is going to help a lot of people get into homes that haven't had the opportunity. So the first thing that I do want to touch on is the interest rates with down payment assistance. So we are talking today, mostly we've got numerous programs that are available. And if you are listening to me by podcast or here on YouTube and you're not in the state of California, that's okay. There are down payment assistance programs in just about every state. There are some that are city, there are some that are state programs, there are some that are county. So it truly depends on where you are looking to purchase your home, but there are options available everywhere. Today, I'm going to focus on the CalHAFA program, which is the California Housing Finance Agency, and the program that they have available to help you. I can see that Annette says, happy Wednesday. Finger number one. So I love that big number one up in the air, Annette. Thank you so much. And I'm feeling so much better now. It's like this relief that we could get on and do the show. So we are talking California, CalHAFA, California Housing Finance Authority. And the one thing, the very first place that I want to start with this is that a lot of people hear down payment assistance and they don't necessarily think that they're going to qualify. The first thing that jumps into mind is I make too much money, or I have too much money in the bank. I have too much assets. I've done a good job at saving. I've got really good credit. So the one thing that I want to bring everybody to that's really important for you to understand is that the income limits for this down payment assistance program that we are focusing on today are actually quite generous. I mean, and I'm talking really generous. So if you live, or, and it doesn't matter where you live, it's where you're buying, but to give you some of, you know, kind of the bigger counties of most, where most people are listening to my show, being that we're on Go Country 105 on Saturday morning. So we're going to talk Los Angeles County. Your household income could be as high as $194,000 a year. Orange County, get this one, hold on to your seats, $253,000 you could have as household income. San Bernardino, $187,000, and that gets matched for Riverside at $187,000. So the annual income that is allowable for the household is actually very generous, and most first-time buyers will fall into that category. Now, I hope that you did hear that. That is one of the big things about qualifying for down payment assistance. You do have to be a first-time buyer. Everybody who will be on that loan must be a first-time buyer and must be occupying the property. So it doesn't matter if you are married, you could be buying a property with a friend, you know, anybody that you might want to purchase this home with, your parents, it doesn't matter. But every person that is going on this loan to take advantage of this program does need to be a first-time buyer. And they do, you know, they're going to count all of the income for all parties that are going to be on this loan to make sure that you're falling within those income limits, but you do have to occupy the property. So no co-signers or co-borrowers helping you to qualify that don't plan to live with you. You can't have mom and dad co-sign or your sister or your brother co-sign or a good friend co-sign. You need to make sure that the person going on the loan with you is planning to occupy the property. So first-time buyer, everybody's got to be owner occupied. So those are kind of the two really big things to keep in mind in qualifying for down payment assistance. Now, one more thing I do want to throw out there, because after I've done these, I haven't done a lot of down payment assistance programs on the show. And I do absolutely love them. And they do come in handy and they are good for the right person. But the reason that I don't do them a lot is because people hear down payment assistance. In their mind, the first thing that comes to mind is free. It's not free money. You do have to pay this back when you sell or refinance the property. So keep that in mind. That's very, very important. It is not free. You do have to pay it back. Now, you don't make a monthly payment on it. They're helping you with the money that you need to be able to obtain the property, to get in, to buy the home. But you do have to pay it back. So it is not free. It also is not open. It's not just an open box that anybody can qualify to get this program. So a lot of people will call and they'll say like, well, I want the free money so I can go buy a $700,000 property. So you do have to qualify for the loan that you want to get. So, you know, your income does have to qualify you for the loan amount and for the monthly payment that you're going to be set up on. So you do have to qualify, and it's not free money, but it is there as assistance to help you get in. It is really hard to save money. It's very difficult to save money, even if you're renting. Just the cost in general of living, especially in the state of California, which is where this program is at and why I'm talking about it right now. California is hard. You know, if you're paying rent, if you're paying gas, you're commuting, it's not, you know, we're not New York City. We don't have, you know, awesome transit systems. I mean, we've got some, but let's face it, they're not awesome transit systems. They're not easy to navigate or to utilize without having a car. So most people in the state of California have a car, which means gas, which means car insurance, which means tires and oil changes. It's just expensive, right? So living in California can be very expensive. And even if you're making good money in Orange County, $253,000 a year, as a household, you may still have a very difficult time saving the money that you need for the down payment. So this is a fabulous program, and we're going to continue to talk about it throughout the show. That's what today's show is all about. And I do want to talk about one thing that was actually rolled out that is huge. It's really big, and I love it. It used to be down payment assistance. That was it. One set of rates. Everybody got the same one. And now they've actually rolled out that you can do buy downs on the interest rates for this program, which helps you get to a start rate that is lower. First couple of years, the interest rate is going to be lower. The monthly payment's going to be lower. So we are going to jump into that as well. So some nice new things that have come out for this down payment assistance program. So don't go anywhere. If you guys have questions, you're thinking, gosh, this might be something that's great for me. We want you to call us. We want you to talk to us. Let us help you determine if you qualify, if you're eligible for this down payment assistance. And if your income is there and your credit is there, you've just had a really hard time saving that down payment. Well, you know what? We might be able to get you out in the car and looking at homes within a couple of days. We just got to get you pre-approved. And if this program's here to help you, you might be on your way to homeownership. So very exciting. So don't go anywhere. Stay tuned. Call us if you need us. We're going to do a super quick commercial break and we'll be right back. This is Debbie Marcoux, the Mortgage Mom. I don't know if you've heard, but interest rates are starting to come down. We have finally crossed that threshold of where interest rates are not only below 7, but they're potentially below 6. It depends on you, your credit score, and the loan type that you are applying for. But we have got some rates right now that are in the 5s. Very exciting. If you've been thinking about purchasing a home or refinancing to get yourself out of debt, well, give us a call. Let's see if it's something that does make sense for you. You can reach us at 844-935-3634. That's 844-WE-LEND-FOR-YOU. Or head on over to our website at mortgagemomradio.com. Okay, so welcome back to Mortgage Mom Radio. I'm Debbie Marcoux. I am the Mortgage Mom, and today we're talking down payment assistance. So the one thing I do want to tell you guys is for the down payment assistance, you do have to have a credit score of 640 or better. So that is one thing that is important. If you feel like you're right on the cusp of having that 640, well, it might be a good time to pick up the phone, reach out to us, give us a call, talk to us. We could pull your credit report. We can run some credit simulators. If the credit score is not where it needs to be, we can give you some quick suggestions of what you could do to get that credit score up so that we could then go ahead and continue to move forward. So you have to hear what I'm trying to tell you guys is that we are here to help you. Every time that you think in your mind, I can't do it, I'm not ready, my credit's not there, I don't have the money, but your goal is to purchase a home, you need to trust us and pick up the phone and talk to us and let us help work you through those things that we need to get through to get you on your way. If you don't ever pick up the phone, you don't ever give us a call, and you never have that consultation, then you're never going to know that, hey, you know what, you could have been ready 2 weeks ago, you could have been ready 4 months ago, you could have been ready a year ago, and you had no idea that there were products and programs that were out there that could have helped you to get to homeownership. So please call us, really. And you can go to our website. So I do want to let you guys all know that too. You've heard me say it before. If you go to mortgagemomradio.com, do not forget the radio or you will not end up at our website, but mortgagemomradio.com. There is an appointment button there. Schedule an appointment. You can schedule it Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And either me, Heather, Heidi, Carrie, or Manny are going to give you a call back and we're going to talk to you. So you can absolutely schedule yourself an appointment. And if you don't see an appointment for a time that works for you, send me a message. Go to the website, hit contact us, send me a message and let me know that you just need a different time. You didn't see any that were available. Give me a day, give me a time that works best for you. And I will reach back out to you. And as long as it's not something crazy, super late at night or super duper middle of the night or early morning, I guarantee you that we can help you. So I've got, you know, Carrie's actually located in Tennessee. So she's 2 hours off, which means that you need a phone call at 7. It's actually 9 o'clock for her. So very, very simple for me to get you on the calendar. You know, we've got Heather that is in California. So if you need a 7 or 8 o'clock in the evening appointment, not a big deal, no problem at all. So definitely just let us know what you need and we'll make sure that we get you scheduled. Okay, so I want to get into interest rates because the interest rates here are super awesome. For an interest rate of the CalHAFA FHA, which I'm going to say that the majority of the buyers that are calling us, home buyers calling us, that would like to take advantage of down payment assistance will probably be going through the FHA channel. Now we have FHA available, we have conventional available. So you could go either direction. The FHA loan is going to be a little bit more lenient on credit, a little bit more lenient on your debt to income ratio. It's going to be a little bit easier on you. And you'd be looking at an interest rate of 6.25%. That is the interest rate today, Wednesday, February 7th. And I'm pretty sure today is the 7th. I hope today's the 7th. Today is the 7th. Yes. Sorry. I got a little bit little twerked there when we couldn't get on earlier. So yes, today is Wednesday, February the 7th, and the interest rate with CalHAFA as of today for a 30-year fixed rate on an FHA loan is 6.25%. Now, all borrowers do get the same interest rate. It doesn't matter if your credit score is 750 or if your credit score is 640. Depending on the program we put you on, CalHAFA has their set interest rates, and everybody gets the same interest rate. Now, you do have the option, as I mentioned at the beginning of the show, to do a 2-year buy down or a 1-year buy down with the CalHAFA program. This was something that was not previously allowed. So very, very excited about that. So for example, if you can negotiate with a seller to pay the cost of the buy down, then you could actually start, if we did a 2-year buy down, your first year would be at an interest rate of 4.25%. Second year would be an interest rate of 5.25%. And then the third year would be at an interest rate of 6.25%. So that would be an option. And why would you want to take that option? Well, again, There's a couple of reasons. Number one, let's say that you just recently got into your new career. You went to training or you finished college or whatever that it was that you did, but you just jumped into this new career. You're a policeman or you're a fireman, right? And you know that very, very quickly after you get through, you know, that first initial year, 2 years, you're going to promote up the ladder and you know that your income is going to grow and that it's going to build. So you know that that interest rate of 6.25% and that monthly payment of where that loan would be fixed from the third year on is something that is very, very doable in a couple of years after you've been through and you've received all of those raises, or for whatever that reason is, you're a nurse, or, you know, many of you start out at a much lower wage and quickly move up in those first couple of years. So it's great for somebody like that. It's also really good because we all know that interest rates are on their way down. And we are hoping that by 2025, we are starting to see more average interest rates in those high fours, low fives on average for an interest rate, right? So knowing that that's where we are probably going to be come 2025, you have the opportunity to get in the property now, make a mortgage payment at the 4.25%. In a year from now, make a payment at the 5.25%. In 2 years from now, before you get to the 6.25%, if interest rates have improved, which is what the general consensus is, but if they have improved, then you have that opportunity to refinance that loan and lock in that permanent interest rate in those high fours, low fives, and now you'd be at that permanent monthly payment. Now, again, I love these 2-1 buy downs because it's not adjustable. It's not something that after the third year, you have to pay it off, you have to refinance, or the interest rate is just going to spike and go crazy. A lot of people lost their homes in 07 and 08 because of adjustable mortgages. That is not what this is. This is a fixed interest rate loan. You sign your paperwork knowing year one, this is my payment. Year two, this is my payment. Year three and forever, this is my payment. So you are very aware of what those monthly payments are, what they are going to be in the future. And it is nothing that's going to come as a shock or a surprise to you when things adjust or move, because it's already scheduled out and you know exactly what to expect. So I do love that they rolled out this program, that they are allowing it with this down payment assistance. And I think that it is fabulous. Now, as far as interest rates go, CalHAFA has many different interest rates. So the interest rate that I gave you that was as of today, Wednesday, February 7th, of 6.25% for an FHA loan, that is giving you help and assistance with your down payment. That is not giving you any assistance with your closing costs. CalHAFA has down payment product where you can get help with not only the down payment, but also with the closing costs. That will come at a higher interest rate. So we want to try to work within the just help for the down payment versus help for all, right? And how do we do that? How can we help you get into that lower interest rate, but yet still get you out of pocket with nothing? Stay tuned, don't go anywhere. Let's take a quick commercial break and we'll talk about it when we get back. This is Debbie Marcoux, the Mortgage Mom. Well, super exciting news. We saw interest rates drop back in December and we're seeing interest rates drop further again. So have you been thinking about refinancing, but you were afraid to get rid of that low interest rate that you had? Well, now is a great time for you to start exploring that option once again. Depending on those interest rates on those credit cards and other debts that you might want to pay off, and then consolidating that with your current interest rate on your first mortgage, you might find that you are in a better position with a new refinance with better cash flow monthly. So give us a call. It's 844-935-3634, or head on over to our website at mortgagemomradio.com. Okay, so welcome back to Mortgage Mom Radio. I'm Debbie Marcoux. We're talking down payment assistance. And right before that super fast break, I did say I was going to tell you, how can you get into a home with nothing out of pocket and only utilizing the down payment assistance that is going to cover your down payment, not cover your closing costs? So how do you do that, right? So you can get the seller to help with credits to cover your closing costs. So if you did want the seller to pay for all of your closing costs, that is something that can be negotiated. If you want the seller to pay for the 2-1 buy down or the 1-year buy down, that is something that can be negotiated. They can pay for all of it. They can pay for some of it. You can come with some of it out of pocket. Now, keep in mind that a normal first-time buyer is going to get into a property with 3 to 3.5% down. That is usually what is required for a down payment. Now, most people forget that they have to calculate closing costs as well. So what do those closing costs run? Closing costs can be anywhere from 2 to 3% of your sales price. That is about average. That is what we're seeing on a typical basis. So if you have, let's say, 1 or 2% of your own money, then you could always ask the seller for the difference to cover what you don't have, getting the down payment assistance to help with the down payment. So there are very many options that we can do to try to keep you in the program with that lower interest rate and then getting, you know, not having to go to the other program that's going to be a higher interest rate to get the help for the closing costs. So let me give you that example, that same FHA example that I gave you previously. You're getting help for the down payment, but you are not getting help for your closing costs. If you were to jump into the program that is going to give you help for closing costs, you are now going to go from 6.25% to 7.75%. So that interest rate jumps very high just from getting that extra 2% help from the down payment assistance program. So if you can get the seller to cover the 2%, or you could come up with the 2% yourself, then you are staying at that lower interest rate at that 6.25%, making those monthly payments much, much more affordable. So we definitely want to do that if we can. Okay, so let's get into conventional. Why would somebody want to use a conventional loan versus an FHA loan? And so when I did say the majority of the first-time buyers that call us that want to utilize this program are most likely going to be utilizing FHA, why would I say that? Where does my head go when I say this is the one that we're going to use most frequently? So number one, FHA is going to have a lower interest rate. It's not significant, but it is lower. Number two, the mortgage insurance monthly is usually lower on an FHA loan than it is on a conventional. So with a conventional loan, your mortgage insurance is based on the amount that you put down on the home, your debt to income ratio, and your credit score. So they're looking at all of those different things and determining how much you're going to pay on a monthly basis for mortgage insurance because you don't have at least 20% down payment. With FHA, if your credit score is 640 or your credit score is 740, it doesn't matter. Everybody pays the same mortgage insurance premium. So a lot of times, based on what the scenario is, the mortgage insurance is lower on an FHA loan than it would be on a conventional loan. However, if you've got a super high credit score, you very well may end up doing better with a conventional loan than an FHA. And we're always going to look at you and your particular circumstances to determine which product does make sense, gives you the best rate, gives you the best monthly cash flow, gives you the best monthly payment, right? So those are very important, but conventional can be used. Not a problem. And the interest rate on a conventional, assuming that you get no closing cost help, so just the help for the down payment, would be at 6.5%. So that is awesome. 6.5% on a conventional loan is a fabulous interest rate. It truly, truly is. If we give you help for those closing costs, that interest rate is going to jump to 7.625. So it is going to jump significantly. So again, we want to try to negotiate with the seller. We want to try to come up with a little bit of our own money out of pocket. And we want to try to use the help for the down payment to gap the bridge and get you into the property. That would be your very best goal. But again, maybe for you, you just want to get into the house. You don't care about the higher interest rate. It's going to help you get in without any money out of pocket. And that is absolutely doable and something that is available for the right person. So one thing I do want to mention too is that because these income limits, as I said earlier in the show, they are so generous as far as how much money can you make, that this is also not limited to being within certain loan amounts. You can't exceed the loan county loan limits for where you are purchasing. But if we needed to go into a $700,000 or $800,000 or $900,000 property, $1 million property, this program is available as long as your income does qualify you with the debt to income ratio. So this is great. If you're a first time buyer, you're within, you know, the income limits that I had said earlier. If you're in a county that I didn't mention inside of California, this is good all over California. I'm mentioning the counties that are close to LA because this is where my radio show goes on Saturday morning. And this is where my listeners are that are hearing this show. But this program is available throughout all of California. So if you are in a particular county and you're wondering what that income limit is and what your loan county limits are, we would be happy to give you that information. All you have to do is reach out to us. So I do hope that I gave you guys some valuable information today. This down payment assistance program is awesome. I love to pair it with that 2-year buy down. I think starting an interest rate at 4.25 or 4.5 for the first year, 5.25 or 5.5 for the second year, 6.25 or 6.5 for that third year, and hopefully refinancing that property prior to that third year, I think is really amazing. It's getting you into monthly payments that would be something you couldn't get for another couple of years, but is helping you to get a home today at today's prices. I want you guys, if you've been thinking about buying, but in your head, you're telling yourself, I'm going to wait to do this until rates come down. I don't want you to listen to me. I want you to Google, what happens if I wait for rates to come down? Just Google it. Should I wait for rates to come down before I buy? Realistically, where home prices will be in a year or two, you heard me say earlier in the show that we're really, really counting on 2025 to have gotten to where we believe we're going to be with our average rates for, you know, to stay, right? So if you're talking about another year from now, year and a half from now, before you'd buy because you're waiting for rates to come down, where is property appreciation going to go? How much more are you going to pay for that home? You are better off securing something today at today's prices with an interest rate for tomorrow. So I'm giving you that opportunity and that way to do it, securing a home today with tomorrow's interest rates. It's a very, very big thing. It's definitely something that you should be considering. Google it if you don't believe me. But if you have questions, get on our calendar, go to my website, go to mortgagemomradio.com. Don't forget the radio, mortgagemomradio.com. Book yourself an appointment, get yourself a consult, call our office. If you call and we don't answer, leave a message. We will call you back, I promise. If you call Saturday or Sunday, there is only one of us. We all each take shifts and we are on call. Please, if we miss you, it's just because we're on another line. Leave a message. I promise you we will return your call and we will probably return your call within 20 minutes. So leave a message, but call us, email us, text us, go to the website, book a consult, get yourself moving forward and get yourself moving forward today with urgency rather than waiting for tomorrow when prices are higher, even though rates have dropped. So how do you do it? Call our office, 844-935-3634. That's 844. We lend for you. WELEND and the number 4, or head over to the website to mortgagemomradio.com. I will be back again next Wednesday, hopefully at 1 o'clock with no issues with YouTube, and I will see you guys all then. I hope you have a fabulous rest of your week. Bye-bye.
Debbie Marcoux is licensed by the Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act, NMLS ID 237926. Also licensed in Arizona 0941504, Florida LO76508, Georgia 69178, Idaho MLO 20802373726, Illinois 031.0058339, Missouri, North Carolina I210940, Nevada 57237, Oregon, Tennessee 184373, Texas, Washington MLO 237926.
She's a mortgage mom. She can get things done when you're in need and don't know where to go. Pick up the phone and call mom.